Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
On today's wrestling news, AEW is opening the forbidden door once again.
Tyson Kidd to AEW.
We've got a huge title match added to WWE's Elimination Chamber.
And Ronda Rousey makes her Mania pick official.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers and I'm joined by Gareth Morgan to talk all things wrestling news. But before we get into it, make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories. Subscribe to the channel and links to each story is in the description below. So click those little timestamps and off you go. But first up, earlier this week, Tony Khan was kind of teasing out on Twitter that there was going to be some kind of newsworthy announcement on Rampage last night. And then Rampage happened last night and it was announced that there's going to be this Face of the Revolution ladder match with qualifying matches that are going to be happening. But no like stakes or anything like that have been announced yet. No participants were announced on the show until a little bit later on, which we'll get to. But then after Rampage, Tony Khan headed over to Twitter again and he just put out a load of tweets about this. He basically said, as referenced on AEW Rampage, I have a surprise on Dynamite. A top wrestler will walk through the Forbidden Door this Wednesday and debut in AEW. So that Forbidden Door is being cracked open once again in AEW. He went on to say that the Forbidden Door can be opened for anyone from any wrestling promotion in the world, whether or not it's a company AEW is on good terms with, even if it's someone from a company that's open for business. They're also welcome to slam the door in the face of their prior company. Which is quite an interesting little tidbit to add on the end there. He then went on to announce one of these qualifying matches for this Face of the Revolution ladder match that he was talking about by saying, with a great showing in tonight's AEW Rampage TNT title bout, Isaiah Cassidy has earned a qualifying match for a spot in the Face of the Revolution ladder match with a TNT title shot at stake. His opponent will debut Wednesday and sign a contract for AEW. So it's going to be Isaiah Cassidy versus Mystery Man on AEW Dynamite for a spot in this Face of the Revolution ladder match, which turns out is going to be for a TNT title shot somewhere down the line. So big things happening on Wednesday's Dynamite, but that wasn't it from Tony Khan, because he went on to say, still on Twitter, that the big announcement for Wednesday's Dynamite that we referenced, a free agent debut, and the person walking through the Forbidden Door are one and the same. They're walking in the door, signing a contract, and then slamming the door shut on Wednesday on Dynamite. So this big mystery man that he's been speaking of is the person in this match. It's going to be going up against Isaiah Cassidy, and they're going to be opening the Forbidden Door and then slamming it shut in their prior company's face, it seems. So interesting wording on all of this, and very intriguing to find out who it is.
Yeah, I mean, if we don't actually get a literal door being walked through and slammed shut now, I'm going to be very disappointed. But this is such an interesting one, because it's one of those things where when you initially hear the Forbidden Door, the free agency, all the rest of it, there's been a lot of people who've recently just been officially made free agents with all the 90-day no-compete clauses from WWE coming up. So we've got loads of people, we've got like 11 wrestlers who now can just wrestle wherever they want. But the wording of the Forbidden Door thing makes you think, oh, is it going to be even more recent than that? You've got somebody like, I believe, Juice Robinson just left New Japan Pro Wrestling. That's a big thing. Obviously, that's a company that they've had a bit of an up-and-down relationship with, like over the last couple of years. That could be something. There's a lot of people. I think Tony's been really, really clever with the way that he's worded this, because he's made me now straight away think about all these different possibilities because of what he said. He's pretty much just said, it could be this company, it could be that company, it could be any company, it could be anyone who you think it could be, and that's why you should tune into Dynamite and see this match. The match itself is probably going to be really good as well. I love this. I love when we get a debut and you get to see them in action straight away. Like, obviously, there's some people that you need to tease, like, week after week and just have them showing up, like your CM Punk, your Brian Danielson's, people like that. But with this, it's just somebody thrown straight into the fire. We'll see what they can do, and then they can walk out of a literal door. I'm going to be very upset.
Indeed, and we'll get more onto speculation of who it might be a little bit later on.
Exactly, but before we do that, more speculation, because why the hell not? We've got Tyson Kidd. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk recently about Tyson Kidd not really being as involved as perhaps he should be in WWE booking, producing, whatever you want to call it right now. Like, specifically, he didn't book or produce the women's Royal Rumble match. He didn't have any of his fingerprints all over that. He led a lot of women who were supposedly asked to come into that match say, no, I don't want to be a part of the match if TJ's not producing, because he's the guy, he's the absolute G when it comes to producing just matches in general in WWE. But that's a massive tangent. What we're talking about is AEW's Jess Palumbo, who's obviously a producer for AEW. She posted a pic of herself hanging out with TJ. Now, they were just chilling. They were having a night out together. She put it on her Instagram page and on social media, and everyone else just went nuts. They were like, oh my God, these two people, they work for different companies. They must now be working for the same company, which means that Tyson Kidd must have left. He must have just gone. He must have just left WWE behind, and now he's just doing his thing with AEW. But that's not the case, I don't think, at this moment in time. There's been no official announcement of this happening, but we just get excited, don't we? We just get giddy when we see these kind of photos go down. It's interesting to say that Becky Lynch as well put TJ over massively on the Broken Skull sessions when she was on there recently. She just said that he's incredible, and she credits him for making the women's division what it is today, because he's had so much of an influence on everyone that you pretty much see right near the top of this card right now for the women in WWE in general. So it's interesting. I think right now it's a time where you're looking at the whole Kidd situation and hoping that WWE aren't stupid enough just to let him go, because if they do, we might see things potentially sliding on WWE programming when it pertains to the women that we've seen on show there. But if AEW potentially did bring him on board, my goodness, would that be a massive coup for their women's division and their women's roster in general?
Yeah, absolutely. Someone that's very highly spoken of wherever he goes. I think, like, Bailey and Sasha said the same things, like, similar to Becky Lynch when they were on the Stone Cold thing. Just everyone speaks very highly of him in terms of his producing role in WWE. Obviously, he was a great talent back in the day as well, but injuries took him all out of that. And then you see it when something like this year's Royal Rumble goes down, and it's like, that's what you get when you miss these people. And, like, especially when you have people specifically not doing the Royal Rumble because he's not involved in it, is probably the biggest statement you can say about how highly people think of him behind the scenes in WWE. So just, it would be a massive get for AEW, really.
Just give the money you were paying Shane to TJ. Do it.
Yeah.
He's worth it.
Easy. And it seems like people really want him back. So I'd go out there and grab him, WWE, if I was you. But speaking of WWE, SmackDown was, of course, last night, and it kicked off with Bloodline and Paul Heyman coming out, and they were talking about, like, sort of why he betrayed Brock at the Royal Rumble. And then he eventually called out Oklahoma to acknowledge the tribal chief. But they didn't acknowledge him because Goldberg's music hit, and out came Billy Goldberg. And he came out and he said he did acknowledge Roman Reigns, but only as his next victim. And then they made a match for Elimination Chamber, well, challenged him at Elimination Chamber, and basically said, you're next. And then they kind of faced off, and then Roman Reigns wandered off, kept it nice, short and sweet. But then later on in the show, it was confirmed that it is going to be Roman Reigns versus Billy Bob Goldberg at WWE, the Chamber. Are they calling it the Chamber? Are they calling it Elimination Chamber? No idea these days. At the next Premium Live event. The match that was obviously originally going to headline WrestleMania 36 before the whole world just broke. And they've gone back to it for this. So an interesting big, big match for Elimination Chamber is set.
Yeah, massive. A lot to unpack with this really quickly, because just looking at the state of this card right now that's going down, it does very much feel like, again, WWE are putting all their eggs in the Saudi basket and trying to promote these as super, super, super shows.
I've got the full card, which I'll just go through.
Yeah, go down.
Obviously, the Elimination Chamber match, which is going to be Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins versus Austin Theory versus Riddle versus AJ Styles versus Bobby Lashley, which is on paper. It's a really bloody good match. And now we've got the Universal title match, which is Bill Goldberg versus Roman Reigns. And then you've got the Raw Women's title match, which is Lita versus Becky Lynch, which is just crazy. And then you've got the SmackDown Tag Team Titles match, which also got added last night. The Viking Raiders versus the Usos. So it's shaping up to be a really fun card.
Yeah, there could be more yet. And then the fact that, it did feel like I just flicked on an episode of early 2020 SmackDown. We had Goldberg just like facing down Roman Reigns. But I think it was the other way around last time. Goldberg had the belt and Roman Reigns was squaring up to him.
Yeah.
Like you said, that's a huge match that was meant to go down at Mania 36. Weirdly nostalgic that it's happening now. I'm like, oh, I remember this. This was from the time before the dark times. And I don't know. I mean, if Roman wins and he just batters Goldberg, great. Another cool scout to put on his belt. But yeah, they've got bad priors with this Goldberg stuff in Saudi Arabia, so I'm really worried.
I'm just praying that one of them doesn't, like, just call for a spear in the ring and then they both get a bit confused and both go for a spear at the same time.
Oh, it's gonna happen, isn't it? If ever there was a time. If that spot doesn't happen, I'd be surprised. I think, what was that? I think Batista and Edge did it years ago and it kind of looked really cool and kind of really clunky, yeah, and kind of legit. I don't know. I mean, as long as Roman walks out with the
really
belt,
dangerous
I'm happy.
With a Goldberg.
It could, yeah, be. It could be. I mean, I'm morbidly curious. I think that's the best thing I could say about this match. I just want to see what happens and just, oh God, just don't do a Fiend. Don't do a Fiend, WWE. I know what you like. But speaking of big matches that were announced on SmackDown, arguably one of the biggest and perhaps most surprising, really, if you look at it for what it is, was the fact that Ronda Rousey officially announced who she is going to be facing at WrestleMania. And no, it was not Becky Lynch. She didn't come over to SmackDown to announce she was going to wrestle somebody on Raw. Surprise, surprise. She announced that she's going to be going up against Charlotte Flair. And this came hot on the heels of Flair coming out with Sonya Deville and being like, oh, well, if Rousey and Becky want to go and do their thing, maybe I'll have a match with Sasha Banks. And everyone went crazy because obviously everyone wants to see Sasha Banks in a massive match at WrestleMania. But Charlotte was just being a bit of a douche. And that didn't actually happen because Ronda Rousey came out. She was like, nope, you're not doing that. You're not having that match. I want to fight you. We're going to fight together. She's going to teach her kid about the family business, which she said to somebody who's been steeped in the family business. I thought that was a very pointed line. And then Charlotte said something about her belt being prettier or like more beautiful than Rousey's baby, something like that. And that obviously really pissed off Ronda Rousey because she's a mama now. She's the baddest mama on the planet. And she went for Charlotte. Sonya got in her face. And then, like, Rousey pushed her away, and Sonya got on her back, and then Rousey killed Sonya. So maybe, I don't know, my fantasy booking mind went crazy at this point, because I thought maybe this could lean to Ronda Rousey against Sonya Deville at the Elimination Chamber. Just gets a nice little warm-up match for Rousey coming into WrestleMania. But the key headline here is the fact that it is looking like, at this moment in time, obviously things can change, but at this moment, we're going to get Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania 38, which is a pretty cool match, all things considered.
It is, and it will be a very, very, very good match, mm-hmm, let's face it. But Ronda versus Becky, right there.
I know.
Could have just done
it.
The match we all wanted, staring back years back to Survivor Series when Becky Lynch turned into the man. Like, that's what we've been looking for all this time. It's right there, WWE. Just give it to us. But no, there's Charlotte. You will eat Charlotte at WrestleMania. Mm. It's sad.
I mean,
yeah, but it is going to be absolutely amazing. I mean, either way, it's going to be great. And we'll get to Ronda versus Becky at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah.
God, I just don't.
I mean, I would not be against at all in the slightest. I know it's only really happened once that I can remember. Is if on the night after WrestleMania, whoever's got the belts, like Rousey and Lynch just stare each other down and go, you know what? I'll have you next year. Why not? It happened with Cena and The Rock. I remember that. And that was a huge thing. They had a year's worth of build. I think this kind of feud,
yeah,
you could do that. You could just have them bickering and firing shots from afar all year round and just build this as the... If this is, like, potentially, it could be Ronda Rousey's last big WrestleMania. I'm not saying that she's come out and said this by now, but it does look like she's going to have, like, a year's worth of WWE under her belt again. If she does want to take a bit of time off after that, you never know. But if you really want to just get the most out of Ronda Rousey as a megastar, spend a year building, without a shadow of a doubt, the biggest match you can book in WWE, let's be honest. Just do that. Spend a year, put all this stock in it, and have main event WrestleMania night 200 again.
Why not? But moving over to your Twitter questions to end the video, the first question comes from Jake, who says, if you could introduce a new trios stable into AEW, which of the following would you like to see? Technical wrestler stable, a big beefy man cake stable, or a high flyer stable?
Beefy man cake, three Goldbergs. No, that's a biggie answer. Let's not do that. Maybe. I think I'll stick with my beefcake, actually. I'm going to go full beefcake. And if, like, storylines just aren't really a thing and we're just talking big beefy wrestlers, then you obviously put Hobbs in there. You throw maybe Lance Archer in there. And who's my last piece of beef prime steak that I could throw into this? I mean, Brian Cage, but I'm choosing these three dudes mostly because right now I don't feel like they're fully getting the exposure and the attention they maybe deserve. I know what you're going to say, Lance Archer's in a world championship like match right now, but he's not really been presented as a big, big deal. So if you had those three together, reckon absolutely destroying AEW, like just taking it over and just taking all the belts and titles and all the rest of it, you'd have a massive, monster, meaty mashup of men. What more do you want? I mean, it's that easy, isn't it?
Yeah, and I would pit them against my technical wrestler stable of Bryan Danielson, obviously heading it up, teaching the young guys, Daniel Garcia, and opening the forbidden door to Josh Alexander. Because why not?
Oh, I like that. I like yours. That just made me tap out. That was wow. That's pretty damn good.
The next question comes from 2B Emojis Red Army, who says, "Morning, Phil. What new name would Shane McMahon have if he joined AEW?"
Oh, I want him to have your handle. That's the best handle ever. I think it'll lend itself to your handle a little bit, because I call him the Billion Dollar Baby. That's what I call him. Yeah, and nice. I'm dressed up as a baby with a rattle, with like dollar signs on his nappy. You think I'm joking? No, that's what I do. That's what I do.
I would just call him Master McMahon and have him play up against as like a mini Vince character. I'd basically turn him into like the Pringles man or something. Mr. Monopoly.
I mean, his initials would be M&M, so he'd be the M&M to me.
And get him to buy out the Hardy family office.
Oh, yeah. The McMahon,
just own everything. And then just sweat his way through everyone.
Oh, lovely. Nice slippy McMahon, that's all you need.
And the final question of the day comes from Hassan Tariq Arpo, who says, who do you guys think is the free agent appearing on this week's Dynamite? And then he has actually what I kind of love as a suggestion for it. Could it be none other than Cody Rhodes? I mean, he is a free agent, in quotation marks. Imagine the booze.
Oh, just imagine that.
That would be quite incredible.
I kind of want that now. That'd be glorious.
It plays so much into this Cody character, and everyone would hate it so much.
I don't know if they hate Cody, though. I think Tony Khan had come under more flack than Cody at that point, because, he's had a history of maybe not overselling, but he likes a good bit of hype, don't he, Tony? We don't mind it. We're wrestling fans. We like to dream. This is such a hard one, because like I said, you've got people like Juice Robinson out there. You've got all these free agents, your Keith Lees, your Karrion Crosses, all these people that have become available now. But for me, it's someone who's gone quiet as of late. I don't think he necessarily plays into the verbiage that Tony's put out there, but God, give us Johnny. Give us Johnny Wrestling. Like, I just want to see him. I just want to see him just putting on five-star classics with everybody. Give me Johnny in that Face of the Revolution ladder match, because he's pretty damn good in ladder matches too. That'd be me. Yep. That's my NXT heart beating loud there.
But my heart will never go against Johnny Gargano, because I love him, and he will be there eventually, one day. But he does have a baby to have first.
They look after themselves. Ronda Rousey takes hers through snowstorms, all right? It's fine.
That's true. But you said his name in there. I am going to throw out Keith Lee, just because Keith Lee in AEW would be incredible, let's face it. And then Keith Lee versus Sammy Guevara for the TNT title would be absolutely amazing. And imagine how far he would throw Sammy Guevara. It would be fantastic.
And we can bask in the revolution.
Yeah.
You can keep that.
Glory.
You can keep that, All Elite Wrestling. Keep it.
They probably won't. But to end the video, thank you very much for joining us. Please do subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below what you thought of all of today's stories, especially who you think is going to be going through that forbidden door next week on Dynamite. Let us know down in the comments. You can also follow us over on Twitter. You can follow me at PhilMyChambers, and you can follow Gareth
at GMorgan04.
And you can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Ups and downs for SmackDown and Rampage is coming on the channel, so look out for those. Go over to our podcast too and give those a subscribe. But most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.